T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
You know what one of the greatest things that can happen in the world is?
What?
When a man loses it in a hilariously scary way.
Okay.
We used to call those things
mantrums.
When it's like women, we spend a lot of time on our show going, oh, hormone horrors, when you're PMSing or you're pregnant or whatever. This is not about you.
Right.
This is about when your man lost it.
Apparently we have cycles too, or we go through stuff too. Or
I've watched you have, dude,
when
you have a mantrum, it's one of the greatest things in the world. It doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while, you've had enough, and like, you watched me have a mantrum.
Where was that?
Remember, so we work in a studio that's supposed to be one of the most high-tech places on the face of the planet Earth.
That's right.
And at any given moment, I'm staring at like 5 different things that are currently failing in this room.
That is true.
And it's pretty much constant.
It is.
To the point we don't even call anybody anymore. We've learned to fix most of it.
And work around it.
But normally, it's only one or two things failing at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
There was a day where pretty much every system, one after another, failed.
Did.
And I did the count to 10. I did the hoosah. I mean, I was listening to like Yanni music.
Yeah.
Enya Orinoco Flow. I was trying to find my happy place.
You were.
And we were doing something that had to be saved forever. So we had a recording on this one device and we had done this whole thing. And then I hit save and it went supernova.
It did.
And I grabbed the keyboard for this particular machine, ripped it out of the machine as if it was a baby being ripped from its umbilical cord.
Wow.
And then smashed the keyboard on the table that we're standing next to right now. And you said from your vantage point, was it a thing of beauty? What was my mantra?
It really was, because vowels and consonants were flying
You're
everywhere.
Right. It was vowels and consonants.
There were pieces that were just going everywhere in a cloud.
The good news is, when you smash a keyboard, mm-hmm. not every vowel and consonant comes off. So Steve, having dealt with all the equipment failures as well, right. comes around to my side of the mixing board and goes, can I have a crack at that?
That's right.
More vowels, more punctuation. It was.
It really was.
One of the best things.
It felt so
that kind
good.
Of mantrum.
Yes.
It's cathartic.
It really is.
And it's something I hope all of you get to experience at some point in your life. So, well, if you're a woman and you've had a mantrum, mm-hmm. we'll call it that. It's basically freaking out over something that maybe they didn't have to freak out, or they over freaked out about something. If you've witnessed a mantrum or had a mantrum yourself, we want to hear your story. So here's another mantrum that just happened in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Seems like there's been a lot of... Wisconsin's had a little bit of...
A little bit of stuff going on.
A McDonald's manager had a complete meltdown when two customers... I'm sorry, I've read this story and the manager's at fault, but he still had the mantrum.
Right.
The manager took the order. The kids bought. Yeah, Jay, Big Mac. So he takes their order through the drive-through intercom. But when they got to the window, he tells them, yeah, in the time it took you to drive from there to here, we closed.
Sorry, we're closed at the McDonald's now.
If you had driven a little faster,
we might have.
Between here and there, we could have got your... and your video footage shows what happens next. The manager leans out of the window and yells to the customer, I've been here for almost 17 hours. I don't give an F.
And they're supposed to give an F?
Yeah. The driver of the vehicle then gets out of the car and they start fighting.
Ooh.
Then the manager says some things, some parts of his body he would like special attention paid to,
okay.
and shut the window.
That's imagine.
I remember one of my father's greatest mantrams. We got to go back to one of your mantrams.
No,
you just
no, no.
tell anyone
I
of
hear
your
about Lou's
No, no.
Mantra.
Okay. quick version of my father's mantra. I remember there was a day he had worked on one of our cars. We couldn't afford auto care mechanics. So he would like drive to whatever it was then, Napa. Checker Auto Parts. And he'd do the whole thing for the brakes. So we'd have to sit there and like, and so he'd have to tighten this, do that. I don't know anything about it, but I remember I'd have to get in the car every once in a while. And I don't know what, but you have to pump the brakes.
Yeah, he was bleeding them.
Yes. So he'd say, Michael, get in the car and pump the brakes. So I pump the brakes. I do it like two or three times. And then he'd say, wait a second. He's like, all right, again. And I do it two or three times. So he's like, Michael, get in the car. And I got in the car, started pumping the brakes. He didn't say pump the brakes.
Oh, he didn't.
So now I hear just consonants, vowels, whatever. And I look, and he looks like he's been shot.
Because he's just
he is completely covered in brake fluid.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, he said every, like, words he strung to get. It was awful.
Mantrum.
It was full on mantrum. So I ran away, went inside.
Okay. Mom.
And I'm like freaked out. I'm like, Mom, what am I going to do? Dad hates me, whatever. And my mom used to make these glazed donuts that were like, they make Krispy Kreme look stupid.
Oh.
She would take biscuits.
Oh.
This story is way off mantrum.
No,
we're going to get
good.
To your mantrum.
This is good.
She would take biscuits and then fry them and then put them in this icing that was like half powdered sugar and a little bit of coffee and butter.
Ooh.
They were so good. And my dad loved them. So I took one of the donuts out. And like as my little peace offering, and he's still just, and I set the donut down next to him, and he just stared at it as it rolled down the drive. He wouldn't even touch
it. Wow.
His mantrum was so intense,
so thorough
that he let his favorite donut roll through brake fluid down into the gutter of my parents' street.
He wanted nothing to do with the donut or you.
You put me in the car. The first thing I do every time is bleed the like pump.
Yeah, but he didn't tell you to.
He didn't specifically.
Yeah. I would have listened to directions in that instance, but that's just.
All right, so here's a story. I knew a guy. I'm going to do three stories all at once.
I never.
Here's
this
one.
No.
I knew a guy who went into a CompUSA, flipped out so bad that he climbed up one of the ladders. His mantrum was climbing one of the ladders, going, "Hello." Hello, I have money. God,
that was
because he couldn't get any customer service. That was his mantra.
I remember when you did that at Compton.
Yeah, yeah, I remember another guy at Coors Field parked underneath the chop house.
Okay, no, that was
whose Tacoma truck got parked and somebody parked in a way that it would have taken him a 32-point Y turn.
But
you still could have got out on your own. You still could have got out.
It was judgment call.
You still could have got
out.
Instead.
Yeah, all right.
Steve crashed into that car 150 times to get
it. It deserved it. That was the victim there.
You weren't the victim.
That man was a man. That was a.
That person was definitely a victim.
Dang it.
If you. We have stories of women like having a mantrum and accidentally shooting their husband in a road rage incident.
I know.
So women can have mantrums too. We're just calling them mantrums. If you've had a mantrum or witnessed a man having a mantrum or a woman, we want to hear your mantrum stories. Lacey.
Yay.
Mantrum.
So the first time I ever took my husband camping with my dad, we were barely dating. We woke up at 2:00 in the morning to my dad throwing the toilet out of their camper into the side of our tent because there was some small leak somewhere and he just had it.
So he literally ripped it off the floorboards and chucked it out, but at your tent.
It out the door. Yep, and he hit the side of our tent.
Are RV toilets heavy? It's not like a huge porcelain. He's not like Hulk strength.
Right?
No, it was some plastic thing, I think. It was one of those old campers that comes out of the back of a truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it came flying out the back.
Guess none of us will be using
this. Yeah, I guess we're all just peeing in the ground, aren't we?
Nobody's using that money anymore.
Dig a hole.
Wow. That's a good mantrum. Thank you for the call, Lacey. Lindsay.
Yay.
Mantrum.
All right. So I was a restaurant manager. I won't say which restaurant, but we had a long ticket time on some salads, which usually should take about 5 minutes, but they took about 25 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So I went back and confronted my chef and said, where are these salads? He then picked up both of the plates, screamed, here's your expletive salads, and threw them at my head
Well, it was just salad.
Overreact much? Let's see how long it takes for the next ones.
Yeah.
Did you fire him?
We sent him home. Oh, yes.
on the spot there. But romaine's not very, doesn't have much.
And then I hopped back and made the salad.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the new chef.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to fire a chef, I bet. I think they think they can have a mantra whenever they want.
Yeah, because they call me chef. Right.
Yes.
I'm a Michelin.
Right. Oh, you're just a guy who makes salads.
I'm only
really
5'1", so he thought he could boss me around, but no.
You're like, bye.
Bye-bye,
yes,
mantram boy.
Salad boy.
Thank you for the call, Lindsay. Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
Mantrams.
How are you?
We're good.
Hey, so my ex-boyfriend and I went to get him the iPhone X that just can't come out.
Okay.
And he couldn't figure out where the SIM card went. So I was trying to tell him this is why. He started breaking a sweat. He got so upset, he grabbed the hammer, demolished it.
What?
He just paid like a grand for that.
I was in shock. I was like, it's not a big, he just grabbed it and threw, he was just so pissed.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You just need a paperclip.
I even know that trick. Just,
you no, even, you don't.
Yeah, you show there's a hole in there.
There's a little hole in the side.
There is a little hole. And I was trying to explain it. And then 2 hours later, we went back to the store and got a new one.
I gotta
oh my God, that's a next level mantra.
Yeah.
When you got more money than cents. Oh my God. Are you still with that guy?
No, thank God. No,
oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, if he melts down to that, you definitely don't want to procreate with him.
He was a SIM card guy.
Wow. Thank you, Monica. I almost did the same thing. I couldn't figure out when I first got an iPhone, I didn't know how to mute it.
What, you know the how to do everything?
I didn't. It was my first one.
You're like,
no, I was just
it.
Like, will you please stop ringing out loud? I came in here. There was a guy who worked at another radio station who was a total Apple geek. He's like, hit the little switch on the side. Nice. I was like,
I decompress.
It just keeps doing the. It's like Apple put like that Nokia sound on it. It was like, I was like, ah! Garrett.
Yay.
Yay.
Mantrums.
All right. So basically, what happened was I do this thing called LARPing. I'm sure you've seen all the memes.
Live action role play? No, never heard of it.
Slacker does it all the time.
Do you really? That's
awesome. I don't. I wish I did.
Oh, he's got a new recruit.
I don't. Although I do go to the RenFest and watch you people.
Loves RenFest.
I do. I'm a big fan of RenFest.
Yeah, I was there like 2 weeks ago. That's awesome.
Sweet.
So basically, what happened is we were LARPing, we had this guy that just was calling light hits. Left and right. What a light hit is, short of it, is basically you get tapped and it's not sufficient enough to be a lethal hit.
Gotcha.
You call light and the fight continues.
Okay.
And he was just doing this no matter how hard you hit him left and right. Me and him were on a one-on-one. It was the end of the day. He'd been doing this all day. I tapped him in the leg. He called a light hit. And I had just had enough. Just the angriest I had ever been while fighting with these people. I reared back with this giant 5-foot foam weapon.
Oh, God.
And, took the feet right out from underneath him and snapped the PVC that I had in my thing. Left him with a nice reminder right on the shin.
Wow, you LARPers, man.
Yes. He's laying there bleeding from his stump and he's like, light hit.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like, I'm not a
really that was a light hit.
I know it looks hurt. Like I'm bleeding, but I'm fine. See you at RenFest, man. Thanks, Garrett. Jesus. Julie.
Yay.
Yay. I think we're talking about LARPing. No, mantrums.
Yeah. Okay, so my dad and my sister and I, we all wanted those, like, hot fudge sundaes from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
So we drove to go get one. My dad went up and ordered, and they didn't have any of the packages of peanuts left.
That matters.
So my dad got so pissed that he made my sister, who didn't have her license, she had her learner's permit for I think a month, drive home. I sat in the front seat and my dad sat in the back seat and did not speak a word to us for the rest of the ride home.
He refused to be a father
because
his mantrum,
the nut sprinkles,
and it's like literally
it's
like a quarter ounce.
The little fish
it's
nuts.
A tiny
know,
little bit.
Right?
Oh my God.
Get an allergy, it's not even enough to hurt you.
You won't even get sick from it. Oh my God,
we
that's
had
a
peanuts at home too.
Wow. Yeah, but the hot fudge will have melted more of the ice cream than I would have wanted.
Pretty much.
That is amazing, Julie. Thank you. Chris.
Yay.
Yay.
Mantrum.
All right. So I used to work at Chick-fil-A, and it was early in the morning. I used to open there. There's only maybe two families in there total, and then these two construction worker guys. And the dad from the family starts having a sneezing fit.
Having
a sneezing fit? Is that what you said?
a sneezing fit. Yeah, he went on for like 30 seconds, just like, just one after the other. And this construction worker guy is like visibly getting just absolutely furious. I could see him huffing and puffing. And then it got so bad where he slams his fist down on the table, shoves the tray off the table, stands up and flips it over, runs to the counter and yells to me and says, "Is there anything you can do about this?"
God bless you.
It's my pleasure.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.